KJAN Sports.
And good morning once again. I'm Rick Hansen with this look at sports. Our sports report is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. The Atlantic baseball team is anxious to test their skills on the diamond with the season getting underway. Atlantic head coach Joe Brummer said the program has good numbers and the guys have been having fun.
Numbers are good. We had a little increase, a slight one, with a couple other kids coming out that usually wouldn't. We're up to 47 kids out, 8th grade through varsity, and only two seniors. So next year we're looking to have a big group, a lot of numbers and a lot of kids out, and they're excited. They're having fun, and they're looking forward to getting out and competing again.
The Trojans lost a couple of really strong leaders from last year's 7-18 squad. Chase McLaren was a 500 hitter and lockdown shortstop for the Trojans, and Nate Behrens really came along as a great outfielder. Coach Brummer said their leadership is hard to replace, but this year they come back in with more experience overall than last season.
We don't have a big senior class. We have Brody O'Brien and Zach Matisse that have come out for us, so they'll do their best in their part with leadership. Brody on the mound, leading by example, and at the plate will be huge for us. Zach came out because he didn't get his spring season and he wanted to go out playing. He didn't want us to join the workforce. He wanted to contribute and be a part of a team one last time. He's definitely a speedster that'll help us out on the base pads wherever he can. And then this junior class of ours is huge. We return, I think, 7 starters, and 6 of them were sophomores last year. Grant Sturm, Gunnar Kirchhoff, Colin Molinex, Bodie Johnson, and guys like that will be huge. Garrett Reynolds saw some time in the outfield for us last year as a sophomore. That class is going to do big things, and we're going to rely heavily on them. If it's pitching or if it's at the plate with good at-bats, if they've seen a full varsity season, it'll be helpful that they've got some experience and ready to go.
Brody O'Brien will be counted on for a lot of production on the mound and at the plate. He had 3.43 last year and led the team with 17 RBIs. O'Brien also had a 3.31 ERA with a 2-2 record last year. Coach Brummer said team speed is going to be a big strength.
Just like always, you can count on Atlantic team for one thing, and we can run. We're fast. It shows with our track teams, our football team, basketball, you name it. We may not be the biggest kids, but we can run. We'll be fast on the base pads. Colin Molinex, Grant Sturm are our two big speedsters that we have. Even our big guys, Gunnar Kirchhoff's looking fast down the base pads. Garrett Reynolds at 6'4", 6'6" is what he tells me, but I don't believe him all the time. runs hurdles for track. So he's athletic and can run and move, and we'll be good to go there. We're not lacking on speed at all and hoping to play that to our advantage.
The Trojans open up a defending Hawkeye 10 champion Lewis Central on Monday and then host Denison Schleswig for the home opener on Tuesday. The Trojans will be playing all their home games at the Griswold Baseball Diamond due to construction in Atlantic. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz says the team has made progress in dealing with issues surrounding the claims of racial disparity in the program. The team has been able to speak face-to-face for the first time as they've returned to campus, and Ferentz says they had some raw and emotional discussions. The coach said they're moving forward to make changes, such as lifting the player ban on Instagram and Twitter.
It was a stupid policy from that standpoint, but it was designed intent to help protect our players, all right? That's a parental instinct, you know, coach's instinct. You want to protect your players. But, you know, certain things just tell you, they show you that, you know, you need to embody players to have more freedom, more movement, more expression.
The coach says while the conversations have gone well, they need to continue working.
Bottom line is, what are we going to do to move forward? And that's our commitment. And my commitment's always been to be what's best for our program, what's best for our players, with you know, want to do it in a respectful and honorable way to all of our former players.
And running back Ivory Kelly Martin says black players did feel like they had to walk on eggshells in the football building.
There was an atmosphere where you did have to look out, kind of watch your back, and just, I mean, you always kind of had to be on your toes at times. But throughout this week, there have been so many conversations that's been made. There's been so many talking about change, and we're all hopeful that this is actually going to happen.
Kelly Martin said the atmosphere has changed in just the short time they've been able to get together and talk through the issues.
We're all excited about what we have to come. We're all excited to be able to really bond with each other and be able to really build relationships, not only with like our other teammates, but also with our coaches and our fans. And I'm really hopeful that, you know, we'll be able to create something big.
Defensive back Kevon Merriweather had posted a statement about fans needing to support the team in whatever they decided to do, including if they were to kneel for the national anthem. He got a lot of feedback and says he expected that.
We want y'all to support any decision that this team has made. We, on the post, we haven't decided on kneeling or not. That's not what I said, that we have decided. But if we do decide, any step, any movement that we do decide to support, any step that we do decide to make as a team, we want y'all support backing us every step of the way, not only on the football field, but also when we're off the field, when we're in class, when we're walking the streets, when we're driving our cars. We want y'all support day in and day out. And that's really what that post meant.
Coach Ferentz says kneeling for the anthem is something the team will eventually address.
It's not timely right now, but it's got to be a topic we discuss. I think we all realize it's a very polarizing issue right now, and I'm very confident there are ways to do things, ways to recognize individuals, movements, whatever it may be, causes, in a way that hopefully is not polarizing, but yet powerful. That would be my goal.
Barron says he cannot address the suspension of strength coach Critch Doyle this time because the review process is still underway. Four Iowa players have been named to the first team All-Big Ten preseason team by Athlon Sports Magazine. Offensive lineman Tyler Linderbaum and Alaric Jackson, place kicker Keith Duncan, and Amir Smith-Marset are all on the first team. Three others are on the second or third team, including Tyler Goodson from Iowa, Chauncey Golston, and Jack Corner. The St. Louis Cardinals selected six players on the second day to conclude the 2020 Major League Baseball first-year player draft, bringing their total to seven picks over the two-day event. Three pitchers, one infielder, two outfielders, and two one-way players round out the seven total selections, which were tied for most among all teams in the draft of the San Francisco Giants. The club's first three picks were chosen from high schools, while their final four selections were college players. Sports was brought to you this morning on KJAN by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.